All right, here we go. We're ready to get started. Let's see, Volume 6, Deep into the Informed Child Technique. Today I'm going to start off with a blast from the past. It is a question sent to the Five Pathers group on Yahoo way back in June 2001 by a then new hypnotherapist who we shall call Matt. Nowadays is a very accomplished hypnotherapist. Matt, back in the olden days, wrote, "If I had a client that was beaten by her mom and dad as a child, should I take her through the ISE and SSEs by having the child go through the event while the adult coached her through, or should I have the adult jump in and prevent the whole scene from happening?" I love this question. It gets right to the crux of some of the problems so many hypnotherapists are having with their hypnotherapy sessions. Okay, what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go through some basics so that we're all on the same page, and then we'll get into the advanced material. So I'm scrolling down to number one. What is the informed child technique? So let me kind of define this. Before we get into the deeper stuff, we need to all be on the same page. Now, I know some of you folks went through the training a long time ago, and so we've kind of refined some of the definitions since then. Okay, as I read, the idea of the informed child technique is to take the child who has regressed to an earlier time and give them whatever information or his experience that he or she needs so that that person can go through the event without being negatively affected by it because of emotions or beliefs that were generated by misperceptions and or misinformation. Boy, that's a mouthful. This technique can be used to deal effectively with ISEs, SPEs, and SSEs. All right. Let me give this machine a chance to catch up and see if we have any questions about what is the informed child technique. All right, number two, Roman numeral number two. Why do the informed child technique in the first place? We do the informed child technique because it allows us to unplant the seed, so to speak. When we guide the client to a time before the ISE, we can, in a way of speaking, know then what we know now, which changes the perceptions of the event, which generates beliefs and emotions which are more closely aligned with reality as perceived by the adult client, with the help of the hypnotherapist, who can discuss the situation more objectively. Next, this is an insight technique, which forces the subconscious mind into a state of reorganization, changing her perspective regarding the circumstances and perhaps herself as well as the other people involved. It can change her whole perception of the world and anyone relevant to her circumstance that's in it. Next bullet. As I mentioned in Volume 4, doing direct suggestion hypnosis right, this also makes the client much more suggestible. The suggestions given during this kind of session can last a lifetime. Next bullet. Using the informed child technique in conjunction with AR can bring about long-term results when everything else has failed. If you've been doing direct suggestion hypnosis and it didn't get the job done, if you've been doing visualization, guided meditation, parts therapy, you name it, and it's not getting the work done, it's because you haven't found the cause of the problem and you haven't gone in and fully neutralized the cause of the problem. And what's usually the cause of the problem? Misperceptions and misinformation that the child gathered at that ISE, which was then reinforced with the SSEs. Okay, we have to go back there and we have to neutralize it. We're going to get into that in more and more detail. See if there's any questions about anything covered so far.